Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 5th of March, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, Spain has strongly criticized the recent U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran that started on Saturday the 28th. President Pedro Sanchez condemned the attacks, saying they could escalate tensions and create a more unstable global order. While many international leaders called for restraint without directly blaming the U.S. or Israel, Spain took a more direct stance. Sanchez also criticized Iran's government and called for de-escalation and respect for international law. His response reflects Spain's increasingly independent foreign policy, which has included continued criticism of Washington's actions, Israel's war in Gaza, and Iran's domestic repression. Spain has tried to position itself as a mediator in the Middle East and strengthen ties with Arab countries. On Saturday the 28th, when attacks began, Spain refused to allow U.S. forces to use Spanish bases for attacks on Iran, prompting U.S. criticism and threats from President Donald Trump to cut trade ties. The aggression continues. The country has urged its citizens to leave Iran as soon as possible. Monday the 2nd, the foreign ministry issued an emergency advisory to the nearly 160 Spaniards registered in Iran and warned roughly 30,000 Spanish nationals across the region to stay indoors, keep documents ready, and monitor developments. The warning followed the closure of Iranian and Israeli airspace, partial shutdowns in several neighboring countries. Flight cancellations and diversions have stranded travelers, including passengers from Spanish airlines, who were rerouted to cities such as Athens and Istanbul. Country consulates in Abu Dhabi and Doha have opened emergency hotlines. On Wednesday the 4th, the central government announced that around 200 citizens had arrived safely from Abu Dhabi to Madrid. Next up, following the release of documents related to the failed 23F military coup attempt on the 23rd of February 1981, Partido Popular, PP, has renewed calls for former King Juan Carlos I to return to the country after the documents highlighted the role he played in stopping the coup attempt. Juan Carlos abdicated in 2014 following scandals involving luxury trips, an alleged relationship with a German entrepreneur, financial controversies, including reported payment from Sheikh Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. 2020, he moved to the United Arab Emirates, a decision supported by his son Felipe VI to protect the monarchy's reputation. Central government says any return is a personal decision of the former king and royal household. Take a look at what's going on in the capital. On Tuesday the 3rd, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, Madrid's president, reached a landmark agreement with the directors of the region's six public universities, ending months of tension about underfunding. Regional government has said that it will put in 14 billion euros of investment from now until 2031. Which will help these universities create more jobs, placements, and infrastructure. The breakthrough follows Ayuso's abrupt dismissal of her education minister, Emilio Vicaña, who had struggled to advance a financing law, leaving universities in crucial financial straits. The universities are very happy with the agreement, have said it's a historic agreement and a milestone, praising Ayuso's direct involvement. Meanwhile, on Monday the 2nd, central government approved a proposal by PP to strengthen protection for persecuted Christians worldwide. The initiative calls for more diplomatic action, international condemnation of faith-based massacres and discrimination. Maribel Sanchez, who presented the motion, emphasized that religious freedom is a fundamental human right, citing Article 18 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The measure acknowledges both physical violence and structural discrimination that restricts education, employment, and access to justice for Christians worldwide. Support came from some leftist and regional parties, but other critics accused the PP of fostering Islamophobia and targeting Muslims domestically, saying the way the issue is framed could be damaging. They argue that repeatedly highlighting persecution of Christians without equal emphasis on protecting all religious minorities risks creating the impression that other groups, particularly Muslims, are less deserving of protection or implicitly linked to extremism. On to the weather. Unusually warm weather at the end of winter broke several February temperature records in parts of Western Europe, particularly northern Spain and southwest France. Cities including Bilbao, San Sebastian, and Bordeaux saw temperatures approach or exceed historic February highs. Bilbao recorded just over 27 degrees centigrade, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. San Sebastian just under 28 degrees centigrade, 82 degrees Fahrenheit, almost 13 degrees centigrade above the seasonal average. Meteorologists said the heat was caused by a strong high-pressure system over Central Europe, bringing warm southerly winds. Temperatures were further boosted by the Föhn effect, where air descending from the mountains becomes warmer and drier. In tech on Monday the 2nd, Amazon Web Services announced it would make a massive 33 billion euro investment in data centers across the province of Aragon in the northwest, adding 18 billion euros to its existing projects. Amazon announced this at a convention in Barcelona and said the expansion will cover facilities in Teruel, Huesca, and Zaragoza. The investment includes manufacturing, assembly, storage, and recycling centers, as well as servers dedicated to AI and machine learning, allegedly creating over 1,800 jobs locally. By 2035, the investment is expected to contribute 31 billion euros to the country's GDP and, once again, supposedly create 30,000 full-time equivalent jobs annually. The company is also investing in community programs and water management projects, adding significant investment to the local area. In football or soccer, the prestigious CONMEBOL UEFA Cup of Champions, colloquially called the Finalissima, might not happen this year because rising tensions in the Middle East have disrupted sport across the region. The match between the Spanish and Argentinian national teams was scheduled for the 27th of March at Lusail Stadium in Qatar. However, Qatar Football Association has suspended all football competitions indefinitely, so the fate of the game, which was expected to draw worldwide attention, is uncertain. The start of spring upon us might be worth a visit to Xerte Valley in Extremadura in the southwest, which transforms into a stunning spectacle each year as around 2 million cherry trees blossom, creating the country's own version of Japan's Sakura. Flowering usually peaks in late March through 2026. Unusually wet weather delayed the blossoms by 3 weeks. Unlike Japan's ornamental cherry trees, Xertes are fruit-bearing, forming the backbone of the local economy. Farmers hand-pick cherries into chestnut baskets, producing varieties such as Lapin's Van and the protected Picota, prized for its sweetness and exported mainly to Britain and Germany. Local cooperatives also produce cherry-based products from jams and liqueurs to desserts. Europe is continuing its trajectory towards greater independence from the USA in space technology. On Wednesday, the 4th, PLD Space, an aeronautical engineering company, got 180 million euros from investors to grow its rocket business. Funding was led by Japanese company Mitsubishi Electric with support from Spanish government organizations and other investors. The company says it plans to use the investment to expand production, improve testing facilities, and start regular commercial launches. Its main rocket, Miura 5, is expected to have its first test flight in 2026. Finally, you ever caught yourself mindlessly scrolling on social media for a lot longer than you meant to? This week's Sky News European correspondent Siobhan Robbins wrote a fascinating piece on doom scrolling and social media use in Spain. Speaking to teenagers in Madrid, many said they would actually support a ban on social media for under 16s, describing it as addictive, distracting from school, and sometimes harmful to mental health. Some even admitted to spending hours scrolling, which affected their grades and social lives. Girls also said platforms often promote harmful content around body image and dieting. Over the past month or so, the central government has been pushing for stricter rules to protect young people online, though critics argue a ban could go too far and that the decision should be left to parents. Experts also warn that many platforms are designed to keep users hooked, particularly teenagers, and some campaigners say one day we might treat social media a bit like smoking, something that needs limits to protect public health. Want to know more? Full link to the article in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Something to say or ask? info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.